and which ones you're not going to do, and you cross out all the ones which you're not going to do, because then your decision is final and you can't change your mind. Page 131. And it was like this. And at the top of the page is the same drawing as before, the word now with five arrows coming out of it going to boxes, but all the boxes have been marked off with the exception of going to London to live with mother. Text. Which meant that I had to go to London to live with mother, and I could do it by going on a train because I knew all about trains from the train set, how you looked at the timetable and went to the station and bought a ticket and looked at the departure board to see if your train was on time, and then you went to the right platform and got on board. And I would go from Swindon Station, where Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson stop for lunch when they are on their way to Ross from Paddington in the Boscombe Valley Mystery. And then I looked at the wall on the opposite side of the little passage down the side of Mrs. Shear's house where I was sitting, and there was the circular lid of a very old metal pan leaning against the wall, and it was covered in rust, and it looked like the surface of a planet because the rust was shaped like countries and continents and islands. And then I thought how I could never be an astronaut, because being an astronaut meant being hundreds of thousands of miles away from home. And my home was in London now, and that was about 100 miles away, which was more than 1,000 times nearer than my home would be if I was in space, and thinking about this made me hurt. Page 132. Like when I fell over in the grass at the edge of a playground once, and I cut my knee on a piece of broken bottle that someone had thrown over the wall, and I sliced a flap of skin off, and Mr. Davis had to clean the flesh under the flap with disinfectant to get the germs and the dirt out, and it hurt so much I cried. But this hurt was inside my head, and it made me sad to think that I could never become an astronaut. And then I thought that I had to be like Sherlock Holmes, and I had to detach my mind at will to a remarkable degree, so that I did not notice how much it was hurting inside my head. And then I thought I would need money if I was going to go to London, and I would need food to eat because it was a long journey and I wouldn't know where to get food from. And then I thought I would need someone to look after Toby when I went to London because I couldn't take him with me. And then I formulated a plan, and that made me feel better because there was something in my head that had an order and a pattern, and I just had to follow the instructions one after the other. I stood up and made sure there was no one in the street. Then I went to Mrs. Alexander's house, which is next door to Mrs. Shear's house, and I knocked on the door. Then Mrs. Alexander opened the door and she said, "Christopher, what on earth has happened to you?" And I said, "Can you look after Toby for me?" And she said, "Who's Toby?" And I said, "Toby's my pet rat,